Mr. Adam Lambert. Put your hands together.
That's for you.
That's mine. All right. Wow, this is elaborate. Mm-hmm. Looking good.
Yet intimate.
Yet intimate, yeah. Hi, guys. How are you? Good? Very good.
Thanks so much for being here. We actually asked some of these fine people beforehand if they had any questions. We have some questions, too, but you want to get to their questions first. And I think the most asked question was somebody wanted to know what's next? What plans do you have for the next album or another tour or whatever?
Tour the States until mid-September, and then I'm taking the tour around the world, which is very exciting. I'm going to Asia, to Europe, and then I'm going to start working on my next album. So hopefully the idea is maybe to have a single out by the spring.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, we know you've hit it big, I would say. Would you guys say he hit it big? Yeah. Okay. So a lot of artists go out and buy themselves a brand new car, something fun like that. What did you go out and buy for yourself?
Well, I got a car doing Idol, so I didn't need to buy one of those. They gave me a Mustang, which was kind of a thrill. I like that. And I didn't buy one, but I started renting a house. And that was exciting because before Idol, I was in a little studio apartment, like a little hole in the wall piece of crap that yeah. didn't have any room. I didn't have even a dishwasher. So that was a nice step up. But other than that, I really haven't splurged on too much besides, you know, jackets and shoes and things.
That can add up though. So you're at the Showbox Soto later on tonight. Yep. I read that you have a pre-show ritual or workout or something that goes on.
Yeah, I usually try to, they have a stationary bike that they put on our truck that we take everywhere. And I just try to get the blood pumping for about 20 minutes and just warm up and do some vocal warm-ups, and it just kind of helps me wake up and get into the groove.
Kurt worked out one time before he came to work.
It was the worst 10 minutes of my life.
He forgot his pants. So he had to wear sweats the rest of the time. So speaking of American Idol, you mentioned that a few minutes ago. How would you describe that experience and Simon Cowell? I guess everybody's always wondering, what's he like in real life?
I think he's a little exaggerated for the purposes of TV. I appreciated his honesty. I coming from the theater, I have a pretty thick skin to critique and criticism and direction. And I actually found it really helpful when he would kind of knock something so that I could try to come back the next week and prove him wrong. The entire experience was great. I thought it was a great challenge to try to top myself every week and come up with something new that people weren't expecting. I think that the element of surprise is kind of part of the strategy for that show. And I had a great time. All the producers, the music team, everybody involved on set, behind the scenes, was incredibly facilitating and really friendly. And it was a great experience.
Do you still stay in touch with Simon or anybody?
Simon, I don't necessarily talk to, but I talked to a lot of the the vocal coaches that were on the show. And I'm still in touch with one of the stylists and of course, the other contestants. So
You just mentioned your theater background. Ned, wave, Ned. He wanted the question, are you thinking about getting into acting maybe?
I had been doing acting for about 10 years prior. And so I think, if something came up and it was the right thing, I'd love to do it. I would love to go back to the stage, of course. My focus right now is recording and singing and being myself. But if the right thing came a calling, I don't know, maybe a movie. That'd be a new experience if they would have me.
Have you been to Seattle before? Is this your first time here?
I was here for a brief second. I did I was involved with a production of Wicked, the musical, and it was on tour here, and I came in and just did a little replacement gig for about 3 weeks. I came out here, so I got a little taste of the city.
And have you had any time to play today?
Or no, I mean, we arrived here at about 10 o'clock this morning by bus, coming in from Boise, Idaho. Uh-huh. So I woke up and looked out the window, and I was in Seattle, and got ready, and now I'm here. And I have a couple more visits to do this afternoon, and then I have to get ready for my show, and then we leave at night, and we go to Portland. So unfortunately, I don't really get to spend much time here.
Aaron, wave. Aaron has a question. It was not a question. It's more of a statement. It starts with, are you going to sing Whole Lotta Love tonight, then please, 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 and a smiley face?
So. Most likely, yeah. It's that part of the show, the two encores that we usually do are kind of, we kind of see how we feel. I talked to the band after we got off stage, if everybody's comfortable, and we felt like the show was a good show, and we love the way it sounds, and we think the audience is really wanting to hear some more. That's what we usually do. But But it has to be the right mood, you know? So it's really up to you guys in the audience. If you're giving us the love, we'll give it right back to you. A whole lot of it.
So what's your favorite city so far that you've... what's your favorite city that you've toured so far?
Do you have one that... Seattle. Yeah.
Except that you haven't performed yet.
I think going to New York was kind of cool. To be able to play right near Times Square, that was a big thrill. I don't know. I don't really have a favorite. Everybody's been amazing. I mean, all the audiences have been incredible. And it's funny, we'll go to maybe a slightly more remote area, and those shows sometimes tend to be even more powerful. The audiences tend to be even crazier in those types of towns. So there's really no rhyme or reason.
We brought in these exotic plants and trees to sort of get the setting from your video.
I'm feeling it. We are in the woods.
Yeah. What's the meaning behind the video there?
The song itself, If I Had You, is it's like a great pop song, and I think it has a really cool message, which is no matter how much fame, success, and fortune you have in your life, it really doesn't matter unless you have connection. And that's what it's saying. Like, if I had you, all this stuff wouldn't mean anything. And so what I wanted to do is, instead of focusing it on like a one-on-one relationship, I wanted to make it more about friendship and family. Throughout my experience over the past year and a half, and throughout my experience the whole time I've been in Los Angeles, I wouldn't have been able to do what I do if it hadn't been for my friends, if it hadn't been for people in my life that encouraged me and who I could encourage back. So I cast a bunch of my actual friends from LA in the video, and I encouraged them to dress up as crazy as possible, because a lot of us are performance artists, and I've met a lot of these people doing shows in clubs and in theaters, and so we just had a celebration of togetherness and love and brotherhood and sisterhood.
So when you're not doing videos and that type of thing, what kind of things do you like to do on your own? Do you have any free time to yourself?
I don't have a ton of free time these days, which is fine, because I love what I'm doing. And luckily, I've brought a lot of friends with me on the road to be part of the concert, so that helps. But if I have a day off, I usually now, with as busy as I've been, I just like to like relax and kick it and just watch TV or go to see a movie or go eat or have a glass of wine. Just chill out, you know? Yeah.
Mad World tonight, Ring of Fire?
Ring of Fire is definitely in the set. Mad World's kind of like Whole Lot of Love. It's a possible, we'll see how we feel kind of thing. Yeah. But Ring of Fire is in the show.
So we have a couple of other questions for you too, I believe. So here we go. You're going to love these.
I don't know if I believe you.
Yeah, really.
That was so genuine.
There you go.
Here you go.
How do you handle stress and drama?
How do I handle it? If I have a problem with something or somebody, I usually just have to talk about it a little bit. I'm a pretty level-headed guy. Mm-hmm.
What about rejection? In the business, obviously,
yeah.
You have to. How do you handle rejection?
It's kind of the same thing. You just kind of have to shrug it off. Obviously, like I said, doing the theater thing for so long, you get used to, bombing auditions and go, didn't get that one. And that was one of the things that helped me going to Idols. I thought, okay, the judges didn't like that song. What am I going to do? Cry about it? No, I'm just going to move on. Yeah.
Adam, what's the key to your self-esteem?
lots of eyeliner. I don't know. I'm 28 years old, and I've been through a lot of really interesting experiences over the course of my 20s in LA, and I've met a lot of incredible people that have inspired me to be myself and to learn who I really am. And I know I've done a lot of work on finding out who I really am. I think that identity and confidence really come from searching within yourself for the real truth of things. I think you have to kind of do it yourself actively. You can't just expect to be confident. It doesn't work that way, because most people that just come out the gate and, I'm so confident, it's probably more of a cockiness thing. I when I was younger, I wasn't very secure. I didn't really feel good about myself. I had a lot of self-doubt and a lot of fear, and I actively just worked on it and overcame certain things and grew. And that's life. You get past stuff and you learn a lot, and I've traveled, and that's definitely helped my perspective too. So I just think years of experience, and you just kind of grow into yourself, you know?
All right. Here's a fun one. What's your best relationship advice?
Oh, I'm horrible at that. And I'm better at giving advice than taking my own, of course. I don't know. I think it's kind of along with what I was just talking about. I think you have to be real. I think you have to be genuine and be honest. And I think honesty really, it makes a huge difference. If you can just look at someone and be like, hey, I really like you, and you're genuine about it, and you tell them exactly how you feel without fear of rejection, without worrying about what they're going to say, I think that you'll kind of get a lot farther. Yeah.
And finally, what do you do to prep yourself for the big day, like an appearance or a concert?
Again, eyeliner. It's really, no. like we were talking about earlier, I like to exercise a little bit, do a little vocal warm-up. I do a little meet and greet before each show with people that have won, like, through radio stations and various outlets. And it's nice to see a couple people that are going to be out in the audience, sign some autographs, take some pictures, and get out on stage and work it out. Throw some glitter around.
We got time for another question or two? Or anybody have anything? Do you think anything else you wanted to ask while we got you here?
You in the back with your hand up.
Where were you when you first heard your song on the radio?
The first single off the album, I remember I called in to Ryan Seacrest. And so I was at my house. We premiered it together. It was this planned thing. He was like, you call in, I'm going to play your song for the first time. So I was at home. It was about 6 a.m. And I turned up the radio as loud as I could. And I just was like, I can't believe this. This is so weird. And I actually haven't heard it much because I don't actually get a chance to listen to the radio driving around or whatever, but there have been a couple visits that I've done where I'll turn on the radio and like, what do you want from me? Will come on. And I'm just like, what? This is so weird. It's such a, as cliche as it sounds, it really is a dream come true. I mean, I did project this. I did go, wow, wouldn't it be cool to be like a recording artist? Wouldn't that be a neat job? You know what I mean? And I can't believe I'm actually getting to do it.
Is it everything you thought it would be, or is it harder? Is it easier?
It's actually way harder. I think the general public might not realize how much work goes into this as a career. It's constant and it's worth it. And I'm really grateful to be able to do it, but it is a lot of work, you know. It's more than just getting in a recording studio and recording a song and doing a video. I mean, there's a lot of promotional stuff that you have to do, and you have to put a lot of time and effort into it if you want to see it work out and you want to see some success in your life. So I'm enjoying it, though. I think it's especially if you have a message that you want to send or you're doing something for people, there's like a positive result out of it. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, thank you very much. Adam Lambert, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.